Israeli murdered, 9 injured, in 2 Palestinian terror attacks in as many days. By Deborah Brand on October 30, 2022. A Palestinian terrorist carried out a shooting attack in the West Bank city of Hebron on Saturday night, killing one Israeli man and injuring 4 others. Far-right Israeli lawmaker Itamar Ben-Gvir, who's is rumored to make huge gains come election day on Tuesday, declared his home was the target of the attack, although there has been no confirmation of his claim by Israeli authorities. The murdered man was identified as Ronan Hananiah. Hananiah's son, who was with him at the time of the attack and who was also injured, said it took almost 15 minutes for emergency services to arrive. He and his father had stopped at a convenience store when his father was shot in the head. The bullet entered from above and his head opened up. "I saw him die," his son said. "I was lucky enough to witness his last moments." He took cover with the other victims inside the store and several other Palestinians assisted him, including bandaging his hand. The Palestinians in the store told them everything was fine and that they could go outside because a paramedic had arrived. But the terrorist, identified as Mohammed Kamal al-Jabari, was still there and opened fire on them again. Al-Jabari, a member of the Hamas terror group, also opened fire on medics and security guards who had arrived at the scene. He was then rammed by the security guard and shot and killed by an off-duty soldier. 2 of the other victims were lightly wounded and 1 was seriously wounded, undergoing 2 surgeries overnight. Al-Jabari's brother Wael had been serving life in an Israeli prison before he was freed as part of the prisoner swap deal with Hamas to release captured Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit in 2011. On Sunday, 5 more Israelis were injured when a Palestinian terrorist drove his car into 2 locations in the West Bank. 2 were wounded moderately and the rest were lightly injured.